Sambo Dasuki says the Independent National Election Commission, or INEC, still has not distributed 30 million cards. He says he has told the commission he's concerned they may not be distributed in time for the election on February 14th.
And we raised it with INEC. We said, look, there's a problem. If you've had a year plus, and all we've been able to do is distribute, I think, about 50% of the cards, look at the possibility of shifting this thing and doing it when everybody has a card. Because it doesn't cost you anything, it's still within the law, and it is safer for all of us. If you can distribute those cards today, we'll all be happy. But if you can't, please consider. Look at this, look at the other option.
Some say the law allows the polls to be held within a 90-day window, but the main opposition, All Progressives Congress, APC, is against delaying the vote. An INEC spokesman said the commission is committed to holding the election on February 14th. President Goodluck Jonathan has made no comments on his commitment to the specific date, but did say the inauguration of the winner on May 29th was, in his words, sacrosanct. Dasuki also says the government is taking measures to ensure a peaceful atmosphere for the polls. He says a new interagency committee has been created to coordinate security on state and local government levels. Police and security services are intervening to prevent potential crises and to help ensure that voters in the Northeast, displaced by the Islamic radical group Boko Haram, can vote. Critics are skeptical of the performance of the agencies recruited to tamp down violence. They say the Department of State Security, police, and other agencies often show partisan support for the ruling People's Democratic Party, and they're concerned those agencies could manipulate the vote or the counting of the ballots. The national security official says the leading presidential candidates and their parties recently came together in Abuja to promise to curb the use of hate speech and to work towards a free and fair election. And he said a public education campaign called Ballots Without Bullets is warning all citizens, and especially young people, to condemn calls for violence by partisan groups. As a result of these efforts, Dasuki says the 2015 elections are expected to be relatively peaceful and free of violence. Dasuki also answered criticisms of Nigeria's military, an institution which is crucial to providing security, especially in areas destabilized by Boko Haram. The army has lost ground to the Islamic terrorist group and has also been accused by critics of human rights violations against civilians. Some complain that military morale is low. Others say corruption and mismanagement have failed to keep troops well-trained and supplied with weapons. Dasuki disagrees. He says, for example, that some, whom he labeled cowards, join the military for jobs but do not want to fight. He says someone complained to him that the military failed to hold the town of Baga a few weeks ago against Boko Haram because the troops did not have enough weapons. Dasuki looked into the allegations and says he saw reports of a good deal of Nigerian military equipment that had been captured.
So I sent him the list of equipment that was lost in Baga, including four artillery pieces, four 105, if there's any military man there, four 105 artillery guns that were lost in Baga. There were six APCs, all of them with at least 4,000 rounds of ammunition inside. So anybody who leaves that to say he isn't well-armed is not telling the truth. If you see the equipment that Shekau posts on video that he took from Nigerian forces, you'll be ashamed. So how would anybody who lost that sort of equipment come and tell you that he's poorly armed and poorly equipped? There was a time when there was complaint about allowances not being paid, and a few people complained. And I told the president, I said, look, it's not the individual who's being paid, it's the unit. Now, if the unit is not paid, it's not two people who will complain. It's the whole unit that will complain. Where you don't have a complaint from the whole unit says it is not true. We are people, and you give every excuse in this world not to fight. If you don't want to fight, it's not your fault. Get out of the army.
Dasuki says the military, which is a volunteer force, is now introducing a system of recruitment and advancement based on merit that will produce a more professional force. Dasuki says challenges remain. that the government needs to improve the timely procurement of weapons and adjust to a shift from conventional warfare to what he calls asymmetric warfare in towns and cities teeming with civilians. That effort to adjust to changing circumstances includes a new military doctrine that will outline how the military relates to civilians, especially in situations of counterinsurgency. I'm William Eagle in Washington.